Microsoft readies fixes for OneNote, China to audit Micron chips, and major breaches hit Thailand and the Netherlands. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Kadlin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Ann. Today is the 3rd of April, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Run Zero, the asset inventory and network visibility company. In today's top story, Microsoft will roll out changes to OneNote to slow down its use as a malware delivery vector. Since last year, cybercrime and APT groups have been embedding malicious files inside OneNote documents. This means starting in mid-April, Microsoft will block OneNote from opening embedded files altogether. Users who open a OneNote document and attempt to execute an embedded file will get an error instead. The error will trigger for 120 file extensions, the same extensions Microsoft blocks in its Outlook client. In other news, the Chinese government will conduct a security audit of products sold in China by US chipmaker Micron. The audit will be conducted by the Cyberspace Administration of China, which is the country's main central internet regulator. Chinese officials say the audit is intended to protect the country's IT supply chain and prevent network security risks caused by hidden issues. The move comes after the US and its allies have been imposing trade controls to prevent the flow of advanced chips to the Chinese market. The security review is the first time that China has responded to the trade controls and targeted a US semiconductor company in a move most likely to limit its access to the local Chinese market. The Indian government will spend up to $120 million on spyware and surveillance products to replace its NSO group capabilities. Officials are looking for spyware products from companies with a lower profile than NSO group, which is currently linked to several cases of human rights abuses, including inside India. About a dozen companies are expected to join the bidding process, according to the Financial Times. Meanwhile, the governments of the US, the UK, and 10 other countries have published a joint statement on planned efforts to counter the proliferation of commercial spyware. Countermeasures include tightening export controls, better information sharing to track the proliferation of such tools, and engaging with additional partner governments to reform and align policies on the use of spyware by their agencies. The statement was put out following last week's Summit for Democracy and was signed by Australia, Canada, Costa Rica, Denmark, France, New Zealand, Norway, Sweden, Switzerland, the UK, and the US. Staying in the US, the US Space Force is seeking $700 million in the 2024 budget to cover cybersecurity-related expenses. General B. Chance Saltzman, Chief of Space Operations, said the requested funds will be used to enhance the cyber defense of US critical networks associated with space operations. The official says the funds will be used for software, hardware, and operator training. The US Food and Drug Administration has published new guidance requiring medical devices sold in the US to meet specific cybersecurity standards. The new requirements came into effect on the 29th of March. Any medical devices submitted for FDA approval after this date will have to include a software bill of materials. Vendors must also include a plan on how they'll identify and deal with security vulnerabilities and how they plan to release security updates through the product's lifecycle. A former Florida city official has revealed the 2021 hack of the water treatment plant in Oldsmar, Florida, was not a hack after all, but was the result of an employee clicking the wrong button. At the time, city officials portrayed the incident as a major breach where a hacker connected the water treatment systems via TeamViewer and modified chemical levels in the city's drinking water. Al Braithwaite, who was the Oldsmar city manager at the time, says the incident was a non-event and fixed in 2 minutes, but law enforcement and the media seized on the idea of a cyber attack and ran with it. German authorities have seized the service of Fly Hosting, a web hosting provider that catered to cybercrime gangs and DDoS for hire services. German police say they served 8 search warrants and identified 5 individuals aged 16 to 24 who were suspected of operating the service since mid-2021. According to Krebs on Security, news of the Fly Hosting raid surfaced last week on Telegram channels where DDoS booters advertised services. Police forces across Europe have dismantled a phishing gang that stole more than 4.3 million from EU citizens via phishing campaigns. Two of the gang's leaders were detained in Ukraine, while 10 other members were arrested across Europe. Ukrainian police say the group ran at least 100 phishing sites. So far, more than 1,000 victims have been identified, including citizens of the Czech Republic, Poland, France, Spain, Portugal, and other European countries. Dutch market research agency Blau says the personal data of more than 2 million Dutch citizens was stolen from its service last month. The company blamed the incident on a vulnerability in the software of a contractor named Nebu. Blau says Nebu has refused to cooperate with its investigation and can't say exactly what data was stolen. According to local media, Blau and five other marketing companies have sued Nebu to get the company to cooperate in their investigations. Dutch companies known to have been impacted by the Nebu hack include the Dutch Railways, the Dutch Golf Federation, mobile network VodafoneZiggo, healthcare provider CZ, and two pension funds. A hacker named Nineer claims to have hacked and stolen the personal data of more than 55 million Thai citizens, representing almost three quarters of the country's population. The stolen information allegedly includes names, birth dates, home addresses, ID card numbers, and phone numbers. Nineer claims to have obtained the data from several Thai government agencies and private companies. The hacker's initial plan was to release the data on the 5th of April unless the hacked organisations, including the Thai government, would pay ransom demands. After Thai officials announced a campaign to hunt and detain the hacker, Nineer appears to have changed their mind and posted a message online to cancel the upcoming leak and the privacy disaster it would cause for regular citizens. And that is all for this podcast edition. Closing the episode is Pierce Barry, Principal Security Researcher at RunZero, discussing a recent end-of-life announcement from the OpenSSL project.
Last week, the OpenSSL development team sent out a couple of notices, one being a security advisory covering two low-severity vulnerabilities, and the other being a six-month notice of the upcoming end-of-life for OpenSSL version 1.1.1. This version has been a long-term support line of releases and will no longer receive publicly available security fixes after September 11th of this year. A number of options exist for OpenSSL 1.1.1 users looking to avoid finding themselves using unsupported software 6 months down the road. These include moving to OpenSSL version 3.0, which is also a long-term support release, or version 3.1, purchasing a premium support plan from OpenSSL, or shifting to an alternative TLS cryptography stack, such as LibreSSL. And some OS vendors who distribute OpenSSL may opt to stay on version 1.1.1 for a period of time beyond September and backport fixes themselves. If you'd like to know where OpenSSL is running in your network and which version, RunZero can help. Just visit runzero.com to start your free trial today.
And that was Pierce Barry from today's sponsor, RunZero. You can find links to all the reports mentioned in this show in our newsletter at riskybiznews.substack.com. Thanks for your company.